A Psalm of Asaph, Psalm 83, verses 1 through 8. O God, do not remain silent. Have you ever prayed that prayer to God? Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God. See how your enemy growl, how your foes rear their heads with cunning. They conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation so that Israel's name is remembered no more. With one mind, they plot together. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagrites, the Biblos, Ammon, Amalekite, Philistia, and the people of Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them to reinforce Lot's descendants. What's going on in this psalm? Well, first, you got to love the honesty that God allows his servants. The Creator who spoke the world into existence desires a personal relationship with us. And part of that relationship is that he gives us permission to say what's on our hearts. The psalmist is not disrespectful in his plea. Enemies surround Israel like monstrous beasts. They growl and rear their heads. They are intent on destruction so that Israel's name is remembered no more, the psalmist says. The psalmist, Asaph, is not questioning God's love. He's simply asking God to get involved in the situation. We learn to pray in the Psalms. Sometimes we praise, sometimes we plead. We share our hearts without pretense. Prayer is not a religious gesture to a deity. It is the heart cry from a child to his or her father. Prayer is unpretentious communication with the one who loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us on a cross. Father, you are my father. You bought me out of slavery at an unbelievable price, the death of your son. Now, I'm going to ask you to continue that prayer and just tell God what's on your heart. Tell him what's frustrating you. Tell him what's challenging you. Tell him some of the obstacles that stand in your way. And then in your prayer, in Jesus' name, amen.